Hey everyone, I am excited about this episode because we are doing something totally different. Let me just go back. I'm so excited, I don't even know where to start. So back in, oh gosh, I was probably 2012, 2011, I had came up with this whole program about teaching social media to small business owners or solopreneurs, as the catchphrase was of the day. Solopreneur still is, but really was in the movement of that whole Marie Forleo, Laura Roeder, who I don't know what she's doing now, but it was really about getting female empowerment tied to entrepreneurship. And the idea was to get whatever the niche that you were in, whatever really felt like it was something that you could bring out to the world that you were very proud of, this is something that you could turn into a business. And everybody, probably anybody that listens to this show, I'm assuming also knows what of a little bit about B School. And B School was a very full-on education on what it meant to grow and have an online business, and everything from learning how to blog to creating content, except for the social media piece. They didn't have that in, but that it was part of the fluidity of things back then. So I started my own like education format on, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do a sort of mentorship program and deal with issues. Not just, it wasn't just social media. It was also like, hey, how are you really doing? How are you doing? What's going on with you? What are the obstacles that you find that are preventing you to go forward? And so it was kind of like the model of a business coach slash, oh, you're also going to learn social media. So that was the first iteration of what I did, and then the career sort of, started to grow. I also kept on going back client side, which hindsight I probably wouldn't do now, but it was part of my journey at the time, right? And so a lot of the progression of learning what I know, what our clients or small business owners, what are they dealing with? And then also too, what are those not only small business owners, what are the medium-sized enterprises, what are they dealing with? And anytime you go into the corporate space, the social media production became more rigid. It was not agile at all. It was very rigid. It was very formulated. It was very like, let's just run it through legal type of route, which was so boring. They had a social media presence, but everything was so graphic detailed, like awful. And I hate the word graphic detail because it doesn't show the emotion and the connection that you should have with people, because business is personal. Business is personal. And if you want to second guess that and you want to argue about that, the number one consumer in the world, in terms of gender, is female. Business is personal. There is a true emotional connection of why we purchase or do things going forward. So let's just jump into 2022. So last year I had this conception of thinking, okay, so if the way that we're working with our clients is actually moving the needle, people are getting to that goalpost and are very happy with the ease and the gentleness of collaborating and getting social media, this should actually be in a larger coaching program. Now, ideally, I will move to there, but not this year. I still want to have that individual touch with people. However, I still want to be able to have that same sort of I guess space or expansion of gathering more people in a community that are willing to take the journey, and then we're actually going to take them with them. So this is kind of like a program where you won't be left behind. We're taking you along with us. So if you sign up for Social Collab, we actually bring you into the space with us, and we do our weekly check-ins and we talk to you. Yes, there's a bit of business coaching, but also what I think is really important is that we get you to understand that the social media aspect is actually achievable. And sorry for the background noise. It looks like someone's house washing with a power washer next door all of a sudden, but that's okay. Life isn't perfect. With all of that said, we bring you into the journey. We handhold you. We talk to you through it. Why are we doing what we're doing? These are methods that we've used that have success with our clients and everything that we've done here. And I've worked with, bigger clients, but what actually is more successful, I will tell you, in social media are the people that are ready to expand their mind, willing to experiment, and willing to let go of what the idea of what social media is. And when I say that is, like, if you look at your competitor and you see them on, IG, on Instagram, and they have everything laid out in a specific way, specific color palette that goes with their branding, it's so wow flexed, so to speak. But we don't have a lot of personal video that explains their offering, that explains their service or product, then it's just going to be a very pretty lookbook, but it's not going to be the type of engaging type of social media content that you need to get people to just, like, polite viewers. I call them polite viewers because if you look at videos and they have those impressions, impressions to me are just polite viewers are looking at it. If they're looking at it to the end, that's another conversation. But if they're polite viewers and they're looking at you, how can we get them to be polite viewers? And then how can we get them to transform into buyers? And so the journey really is about getting them to your website. And then that's another, like, online marketing conversation altogether. But the activator, the activation piece, the vehicle that gets you to your website is social media. It always has been. So how do we make that meaningful for people to actually engage in it, look at it, share with somebody? Oh, hey, Valerie, this is something you might be interested in. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just those tags that are meaningful when in the comment section. So how do you do that? So we launched Social Collab and accumulated all the things that we saw that worked, that we saw the engagement piece actually happen, and we talk and share it through with you. So it's a step-by-step process that brings you along in the journey of how this evolution, how we actually do it. It is not a kind of like pay and walk away cycle where we just go, oh, all right, great, we got your money. We're just going to send you off into our members area, and then you're going to go ahead and figure it out. But we actually offer coaching, individual coaching calls, which is great. So it's, yes, we probably will be shifting to community coaching calls, group coaching calls in the future. But at the moment, in this conception time, we want to be able to make sure that all of our people are successful and that we're able to get them through. Now, is this a guarantee of success? It is a guarantee of success if you apply the methods with us and are fully engaged in the process. So what types of businesses actually work in this cycle or work best with us? So it's we've talked about the wellness industry. It works with a lot of people in the wellness industry. And I tell you why. I'll tell you why. It's because they believe in that power of attraction, that reciprocity piece of what you put out there comes back to you. So social media is an absolute daily practice of what the power of attraction is. So whatever I put out there and whatever my intentions are when I'm disseminating social media in my voice or in the actual content is what is allowing to come back to us. So that's why the wellness industry is probably one of the most appealing type of industry for us. It doesn't mean that everybody in the wellness industry is solely, you know, into metaphysics, because of course there are people that believe in metaphysics and law of attraction in the fashion industry, in the beauty industry, in tech, and those type of companies with that type of value, or individual that has that value, always do well with us. It's just something that I can't really explain, but the measurements are there. So we done probably every industry out there. Who is this a call to action for? If you're a coach, if you're doing any type of coaching model, if you're a therapist, this is really great for you because it also helps you along with that process. We also are very excited to introduce website support. So we can actually help you with that as well. And that's going to be a different episode once I am fully in understanding of the process. I will come back to you and tell you a little bit about it, but we're really excited to bring on a new partner. This is going to be something where if you need to get marketing and you need to get that set up, if you're a coach, you need that marketing set up, even that website service that you deserve, we're going to be able to give it to you. In Social Collab in particular, we will be concentrating on the coaching aspect in social media. We will be able to actually share how that looks like with you. And in particular, it will also expose you to things that, you know, one of the most popular sayings, I think, in New Zealand here is like, you don't know what you don't know. And it's so true, because you can be in business and you can be in business for a number of years, but maybe you don't know that, you know, if you're posting 15 to 30 hashtags on Instagram, that is way too much. You're actually coming off as spammy, and Instagram may actually suppress your content because you are becoming way too spammy. So that is one of the pieces that you're going to learn within the organization, which is great. And we're going to actually show you how to get, you know, get started cleaning up your social media pieces, putting that all together, getting a plan together. And also, there's been a lot of buzzwords on customers' avatar and, you know, and all of that. But I think what people are missing, and because this looks like a monster and it's so laborious and there's so much going on, that sometimes we go, oh, I'm just going to put that off. Like, I kind of get what my demographic is. And a demographic conversation is so different from your customer or client avatar. I even have a different perspective on client versus customer. Client is a relationship building type of word, communication, client. Customer is very transactional. Here's your soft serve. Thank you for your $5. You know what I mean? Like that's a customer in my book. So how we curate and create clients is a whole different thing. I have a lot of background in doing that. So a little bit about me. I'm actually doing this in the reverse order. My career has done any, I've started off probably in just sales and marketing as a sales girl in a really nice department store, luxury department store, and eventually went into the cosmetics area. And for a very long time thereafter, I had became a MAC makeup artist in Los Angeles, and I was there for nearly 10 years. So I really learned in its heyday of what customer service was through this luxury department store, and all the fundamentals on how to keep that client coming back. Very old school methods, but very much apply them to online marketing today. And also get that communication going. I actually had a following for somebody who wasn't even online. Because yes, folks, I'm that old. I am that person, that salesperson that did not have an online presence. Or even communicated through text. So it's probably so much easier now. If I were, you know, my 20s doing retail, I could probably scale it in a really cool way at the moment. But however, the communication, the fundamental communication stuff is still there. How do you communicate? How do you keep you in the peripherals of your favorite clients? How do you invite them back in to experience your product or service? And so part of Social Collab is really getting in the crux of how do we do that? So it is a fuller, higher level version of how we, our small businesses, can actually scale. Now, one of my favorite small businesses that I actually applied all these methods to is a world-renowned, world-famous skincare company called Kate Somerville. And Kate Somerville, I was one of the founding members of the sales team and actually started their social media program there, which was absolutely like at a zero level. But in 2006, I actually started that within the company. So there's a lot of learnings there. And there were learnings that I've taken on with me and developed my company and how I teach social media. Even on a bigger client scale, these principles still work if you really want to be able to be visible in a way where people are actually excited to see what you post. So there are people that I love looking at posts, and wouldn't it be great if your business was one of them? There's actually, I know I can name a few businesses on my end that I actually like seeing on TikTok. I love seeing on Instagram. Think about some of those type of clients, or even if it's not in the same industry and they're a peanut butter company, that's great. You know what hits you and why you're looking at it and what type of content. It's very similar. Now, one of the things that was really interesting when we did some of the social media for Kate Somerville is that one of the angles that the company had started, and it was through a brilliant PR person called Tracy O'Connor, who also does morning segments in Los Angeles television. She started to showcase how the relationship is with food and skin health. And so we started showing recipes, and not only for masks, but stuff that you would eat. How do you clear up acne? You know, what are the prime enzymes in the skincare that help exfoliate the skin? Stuff like that. So it was just a really great revolution way, a different approach to bring out that connection to a client. When we do that correctly, the client will say, oh my gosh, it's like you're speaking to me directly. You get me. You know me. It's like you're my friend. And so when I would have these conversations with our clients, on an actual landline, when I was talking to clients, there was a familiarity that started to develop and friendship. Almost, you know, like a friendship. And you would ask them, how are you doing? It's like, oh my gosh, I have such a stressful week. I have a breakout, you know, and they're going on and on about their work week. Well, then, you know, as a trained skin health expert, what is going on with their skin, what the dehydration is probably happening, a little detoxing probably needs to happen, definitely exfoliation, because that sounds like surface dry skin. So really having to go into the moisturization and healing route so their skin will look luminous, plump, gorgeous, like a youthful type dewy skin. Sexy dewy skin is what you want to have during the week instead of dehydrated, maybe a pimple or two happening. So how do you get that customer on that journey? And there I actually started, the great thing about doing telecommunications or telesales or anything like that is that you paint with your words. That started my journey into content writing. So if I can talk to people about luminous, glowy, dewy, sexy skin, I can actually start to write that as copy, you know, whether it's the newsletter, the blog, or even the actual content for our social media. So it is a full, well-rounded way to actually do something like that. And it's great. It's absolutely great on how to do that. So what I'm going to do now is not really going to be talking about each individual module, because we will get there. I am going to have a link here to have you look at the Kajabi page that we've set up. And in there, you can find out more. If you want a conversation, there will be a button either on the website and also in this podcast, if you scroll in the description. If you want to have that conversation, hey, how does this work, you know, for you? We made this really affordable because we want to work with a lot of people just like you to get you from, oh, I sometimes post. I am getting somebody in my office to post for us. I'm getting a family member that is younger that is doing it, so I don't have to worry about it. And that's great. We actually need to take you on our journey on why you actually need to put your own stamp, your own voice in social media. Because a lot of the times, the younger generation is really good at understanding social media, understanding how the mechanisms work, how to do it. But it is great. They also thrive when they have an understanding and knowing of what the end game is, what's the strategy. How are we displaying service and products to, you know, the masses on social media? This is a really interesting thing. I'm actually working, or, you know, I work with a lot of younger sets of executives, because the boardroom thinks that the younger set is going to get it more, and that's not true. There are still a lot of sets of younger people that still don't get the relationship and the with how mechanisms work currently and what the strategy piece fully means. Instead of what I call flicking and sticking, people are just posting and hoping something lands. Well, maybe we should have a conversation with operations and see what products, if it's a product, do we have enough product of the one that we're really going into and capturing? Do we have enough of that in stock? Is it worth in the month of March to actually display this item? And if you're low in stock, maybe focus on another one. Like, all of those intricate sort of details about your business is something that we can do. Although you can absolutely say and think of, oh, I get it. We really want to go ahead and with this service, because this is a fuller service if people are going to use us and they're going to love it. So, you know what I mean? So it's much more robust and it's better thought out, and you're going to get the kind of thing that you really, really want at the end. And that's the dream. That's what we want to do. That's what we want to achieve with you, is to get you to go, okay, this is pretty easy. We got it. We understood it. There's not a lot of hours that I have to put into this, and I'm being taken along almost like it's two friends talking about it and chatting with it, and then working with you and the team to get you on board to understand what that social media rhythm is. There's a lot more to talk about, and I really want to learn about your business. So if this resonates with you at all, please go ahead in the bottom of the description, book an appointment. Let's have that conversation on how this can work for you. The pricing is pretty good. We are also going to have a payment plan, which is really exciting for us. So we will be sharing that really soon with you in terms of launching live. Right now, we're absolutely in the beginning stages of what we do. We're ready to start tomorrow, because we are always ready to start tomorrow with all of our clients in the agency. We are also ready to start with Social Collab now, and we're really excited to see how we can help you get there and have that consistency and have people fall in love with you and understand what you are providing. So that is it for this one. Welcome to Social Collab. I'm excited. I hope to see you soon. And definitely we'll be talking more about Social Collab and some of the elements that will be helping you along the way.